Hey everybody, welcome to Just for Variety. I'm your host, Mark Malkin. On today's episode, I'm talking to a true legend, a true icon. Today's guest is Cher. The pop star and Oscar-winning actor is here to talk about Cher and the Loneliest Elephant, her documentary that follows her as she helps free a mistreated elephant from a Pakistan zoo. But of course, we talked about so much more, from her love affair with the LGBTQ plus community, to her upcoming biopic and a possible collaboration with rapper Saweetie, we covered a lot of territory. Plus, Cher reveals a nightmare meeting she endured early in her acting career with late director Jonathan Demme and casting director Marion Doherty. But before we get to Cher, let's take a quick look inside the pages of Variety. In this week's issue, we've got baby news. Congrats to Kristen Welker. The chief White House correspondent for NBC News welcomed her first child with husband, marketing executive John Hughes. Margot Lane Welker Hughes was born through a surrogacy on June 12th. Again, congratulations.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Now, here's Cher. Have you always been an animal person?
Well, you know, I always have been an animal person, but I don't think I ever thought that, I mean, just pets, actually.
Right.
I might have done something else, but you know what? This is so silly. I was trying to think, like, I saw something in a book and I thought, I don't remember doing that. You know, I love animals, but I wouldn't say I'm an activist. But, you know, I believe whatever comes to you belongs to you. So it came to me.
And tell me about Kuvan coming to you, because it was just really through a Twitter exchange.
It was all the kids, truthfully. It was really all the kids. And they just, I've told the story, but they just wouldn't stop. And I kept thinking, you know, if I don't answer, if I don't get involved, then finally they'll stop. And they never did. And they just drove me crazy. So I have to give, you know, I have to give kudos, because they just, it was them. It was the kids.
Right. But,
and I know,
why
I know
do you
they're
think...
not all kids.
Right. Why do you think this one got to you? Because I'm sure you're hit up all the time with people asking you for help.
I am. And usually I don't, very rarely do I help people on Twitter, because I can't help them all.
Right.
So I try
so
to do
it?
Things.
What was
it? Well, because it was them and they wanted it so badly, but there was nothing that made me think I was ever going to do it. Even to the day that we left, I was late.
Wow.
And I kept going, Jen, are we really going to Islamabad? I mean, is this really what we're doing? I mean, there's a raging COVID and we didn't have vaccine yet. And also I was thinking, oh my God, it's a Muslim country and I've been naked my whole life.
Right.
So, and then but the people were very nice. You know, we went to like the teeniest little village. You must have seen it if you saw the thing.
Yes, of course.
Teeny little village. And people were very nice to us. And mostly, it's interesting, mostly I saw men when we were working with Kuvan. The women were mostly our women, you know, women that had to do with our part of it.
Right.
But I did see some women, and they were quite nice. They were very lovely. And, of course, I saw Imran. And it was just I kept saying to Jan, I'm just an entertainer. I'm just an entertainer. What do they expect me to do? I'm only an entertainer. Mm-hmm. And then I remember, you must have heard this story. I remember meeting Mark in, where were we? Qatar. Yeah, we were in Qatar at a big charity auction. And he was Bob Geldof's manager. Right. And we got mixed up in cars coming back. I didn't know what to talk to him about. He's a stranger. And so we just started talking. And he told me about when he was younger, how he was from South Africa, and how he moved 400 elephants. I can't be right, because I don't know how anyone could do that, but I trust him and believe him. But it seemed like, come on, dude. So I thought, I have to tell you something. It was just, I didn't know what I was doing. Mm-hmm. And then I just thought, I have to do something. I know nothing about this. I'm going to call that guy. So I called and I said, Mark, it was kind of a real dumb thing. I said, do you remember we rode back in the car together? And he said, yes, of course. And I said, I want to rescue an elephant. I don't know anything about anything. Can you help me? And he said, yes, of course.
I do love when you said that saving an elephant was not part of your job description.
Actually, it wasn't.
Yeah.
But I kept thinking, how will I do this? Because I don't know anything about this. And so I called Mark. He said he would go, and he went there. And when he went there, he was just making all of these, you know, orders. You do this, you do that, take those shackles off him, he was in a little kind of, you know, shed. It wasn't even a shed. It had nothing on top of it. So he said, they put some of those corrugated metal, little tin things on it. And he said, put some water over there. It wasn't really nice, but it was something. And he didn't even know he could move. You know, when they unshackled him, it took him a long time to actually walk out.
What was it like singing My Way to the elephant? I love that
moment. Oh, it was terrible because Dr. Amir is terrible. And I hadn't been singing. And Dr. Amir gets me off key. And I thought, you know, Cher, you're either doing this for this animal or you're doing it to be cool. So I had to, cool didn't win.
What was it like seeing a Kavam for the first time? Just sort of making that, you talked about walking up and seeing him. Was it majestic?
No, it was, you know what? I wanted to cry, but then I thought, that's so girly. And I tried, and also there was strangers around, and I just didn't want to cry in front of all these strangers, you know? I should have, and Mayor did later, but I kind of held it in. And also seeing him for the first time was so overwhelming, because, you know, they're very big. And even though he's small, he just was so large and overwhelming. And he's a very sweet animal, you know. I know he had problems, but he was badly treated right. treated, and he's so sweet now. Derek says he's the sweetest bull elephant he's ever known.
Wow. So now do you believe you're more than, as you say, just an entertainer? You can change things. You have that ability. You have that power. Or is that not something you still see?
Oh, no, I think I can. But see, I've always been able to help people. But, you know, I know how to do that. I know how to do those things. But an elephant, and we had to take him from Pakistan to Cambodia. Come on.
Right.
Because they wouldn't let him go unless I came. And they gave us all kinds of, like, stumbling blocks, you know. I got there. We had to have him out by the 30th. Was it before, Jen? Or just... It was by the 30th. Yeah. And so, also, you know, he'd been in that teeny little space. He didn't like little spaces, but Dr. Amir did such a great job of getting him to the little space. And then we were terrified that, you know, he was going to get up in the airplane. He's never been in an airplane, and it rocks, and they... did a great job of giving him this kind of, like the doctor said to me, it was kind of like giving him some sort of mild tranquilizer so he wouldn't be afraid.
Right. Do you consider yourself an animal activist now?
I don't like the word activist so much because I feel like it has a bad connotation now somehow. But yes, we're trying to save. We've got a whole list of elephants and animals. We saved a bear.
I
bear
saw
cub,
that.
A little bear. And what kind of bear was he, Jen?
Sun bear.
He's a sun bear. He was only 4 months old. He's really cute. We've got a bunch of elephants, but it's not that easy, you know.
Right.
There's an elephant in Edmonton Zoo. It's the Edmonton Zoo, right? Yeah, the Edmonton Zoo, and she shouldn't be there. It's Lucy. Is Lucy in that one? We have so many right now. So, but she shouldn't be there. She should not be there, okay?
Mm-hmm.
She's a Indian elephant, and they don't go in the snow, okay? They don't like
right.
the snow. She should be, she's not well.
Mm-hmm.
Not well. They won't let us bring the doctors to come and examine her. She needs to have what's left of her life with elephants. You know, she's paid her dues. Now let her go.
What do you say
elephants
to people?
Go ahead. The elephants need to be with elephants.
Mm. What do you say to people who say, you know what, we have a lot going on in this world. We have people starving. We have people obviously dying of COVID. Why should we worry about animals?
Wait. Yeah.
Sure, go ahead.
Can I tell you something? I'm doing my part with people. I'm not going to go on and on and tell you, but I do.
Right.
I've been working with people my entire life.
You have?
Yes.
Mm.
I've been working with craniofacial kids since I made Mask.
Mm.
And, you know, I've said, you know, I bought inserts for helmets because the helmets that we gave our soldiers were fucking old and they didn't have helmet inserts. So it was like ringing a bell and the clapper was these guys' heads. So, you know, and I'm sending out a mobile unit to areas where young people can't get to have COVID. So I'm doing my part.
How do you decide what to do? Is it
well,
just something that you feel?
But I can walk and chew gum at the same time.
But there's a lot, like you said, you know, there are a lot of people who ask you for help. How do you decide, okay, this is the one I'm going to help?
Sometimes you just know because something just hits you in the gut. And I'm always kind of a sucker for kids. But you just do. I told you, what belongs to you comes to you.
Right.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
So talking about kids, what were you doing with Sweetie the other day?
I can't tell you, but we had a great time.
Yeah, everyone's going crazy over that one tweet you sent out.
What did I say?
You said you
had
a great
time.
You compared manicures. She had a better manicure than yours.
Yes.
How can I ask you how to?
You know, she's a very sweet girl. Really, she's a sweet girl. I mean, I don't know how she is with everybody else, but she and I had just like the best time together. And the thing that we did is going to be big.
Yeah. How did you get introduced to her?
Kismet. I don't know.
Did someone introduce you or did she call you one day?
No, you're getting it out of me. So don't wheedle.
Listen, I got to try. I'm not asking you what you did together.
I know. I'm not saying I didn't call you names. I just said don't do it.
Okay. So then what could you tell me about your biopic? Where are you at?
Well, we were talking yesterday. Eric and I get together, you know, quite a lot lately. And I love him. He and I have been friends for years and years, and he's the coolest guy that ever lived, and also like one of the great writers of all time.
Yeah. What made you decide
Pardon?
Why'd you decide this was the time? You know what? It's time to see my life on the big screen.
Yeah, well, how much longer do you think I'm going to be able to do it? You know, I think 75, I've waited quite a long time.
Would people come to you before, I'm sure, though, yeah?
Yep.
And why now? Is it because of your age?
No, God, no. When I was doing Mamma Mia, which was just so quirky, like, I didn't want to do it. I said, what am I going to add to this, you know? But then... But then my old manager and my good friend, Ronnie Meyer, they said, Ronnie Meyer's on the phone. And I picked it up and he said, you're doing Mamma Mia too. And he hung up on me. And I thought, okay, I'm going to. And I would not let anyone talk to me like that.
Wow.
And I turned around. I said, guys, I think I'm going to play a grandmother on Mamma Mia too. Mm. And then I got to sing Fernando, which I love. You know, they're really great writers. And I love doing the album. And I loved working with the cast. They were so wonderful. I was really frightened.
Mm. You still get frightened?
Oh, constantly. Yeah. I'm not one of those people with a lot of confidence.
Mm. How do you get over the fright?
You just do it.
Mm.
I don't know. You just do it. I guess it's either do it or not.
So do you have any idea who's going to play you at various stages in the movie?
I have no idea. We were talking about it yesterday, and we're just trying to think of what I said. I don't think we know her yet.
Right. Do you think it has to be a newcomer?
I do.
Yeah. How much final say do you have in terms of the script and the final cut?
Well, I don't have any say over the final cut right now, but I'm sure, look, I know the people. And so I'm sure they'll give me some, you know, they'll listen to things I have to say, but it doesn't mean I'm going to get the final cut. But, you know, these are good people.
You're right. But are people like David Geffen calling you and saying, this is who I want to play me?
Well, that's something that I will never tell you. I don't know if Dave would do that, but you know, Dave is Dave. I don't know. He would make me laugh.
And then when will you get back to touring after this disastrous year and a half we've had?
I don't know, but I think maybe in February.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, look, I've been off this whole year. We were in Oklahoma City with a basketball team, and we were going on the next night. So we all just came home. And I was really glad too.
Why?
Because I kept saying to my manager, I'm afraid we're going to kill people.
Mm. But you miss touring?
In the beginning, I didn't. And then I thought, well, I don't know. And then I started getting older. And then I wasn't working out all that much. Or I wasn't, like, usually I'm singing and I'm doing all the stuff that I need to do. And I did one song that I really like. It's a concept for an album, and I did one, and that's a really good one. But I can be lazy, you know. I'm a Taurus. I can kind of lay and, like Ferdinand, sit under the tree and eat whatever he ate.
And just a fun question that I love to ask everyone. Tell me about the worst audition you ever went on.
Oh, Jesus. I was doing Silkwood. And Mike let me go, and I had no makeup on because that's where I was in Silkwood. So I ran and put makeup on, and I went cross town in the rain to see Marion Doherty and Jonathan Demme. And they were so mean to me. I cannot tell you. I never have been treated like that. Well, that's not true. I was treated like that by Warner's UK. I mean, by Warner's Brothers here in America,
right,
before they dropped me. That's kind of one of the worst moments of my life too. But I'm back with them now. Now it's been great. I have to believe it was great. And Mamma Mia, that was great too. So yes, it's a loving family now.
So what happened with Jonathan Demme?
So they were doing Swing Shift.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to see about Christian Lachey's part. And they said, oh, you're not believable. You know, no one would believe you singing, you know, torch songs. And I said, well, you obviously have never seen the Sonny and Cher show, because once a week I did.
Right.
And they said, you know what? We hate stars. You know, actually it started with her. You know, I just hate stars that will come and audition. Meanwhile, I'm sitting right there.
You're sitting there auditioning.
No, I wasn't. They didn't ask me to audition. It was just for a meeting, but they didn't like me. But instead of just going, you know what? You're not right. They just kind of treated me like I thought I was too good for them.
That's awful.
It was not good. Also, I was fledgling, you know. I was just doing Silkwood, and I didn't know anything, you know.
Right.
I mean, I'd been on Broadway, but I didn't really know anything about acting. I just knew I was doing good because Mike kept telling me, and he said, you know, you'll work after this. And so I thought I would try because I thought I would be really good. But I have to tell you something. Christine Lachey was better than I could have been. There's a myriad of reasons.
Mm. So when will we see you acting again?
Oh, I don't know. I really don't. I have no idea.
Well, Cher, you're amazing. Thank you for this.
Well, we had fun.
I think we had fun. Listen, one time, you know how I had to get your attention on the red carpet once? I think it was a tribute to Mike Nichols. And you weren't doing press, but I'm a bulldog on the red carpet. I'm like, Cher is going to talk to me. So I screamed out, Cher. And I screamed out, I'm gay. And you came over and you spoke to me. And you spoke to me. I got my interview.
You did. You said the magic word.
Listen, I got you so much. You know, I was bullied for so long. When I could use it with Cher, I'm going to use it.
No, and it worked too. That's funny. That's really funny. But, you know, it shows my commitment.
If ever there was any doubt.
Right, that's true. I told you, I didn't tell you because I've never talked to you. My first gay friends, I was like 10 years old, 9 or 10 mm-hmm. years old, and they were hairdressers that were at home with my mom and her friend Colleen, and we went to Palm Springs for the weekend, and I thought, why are these men so much more fun than the men that I know? Because I only knew straight men from, you know, my father and the friends, and they were always great, but they wouldn't joke around as much.
You knew when you were 10, it was destiny.
Oh, that's when it first happened to me, when I was 10. It was kind of a love affair from then on.
That was Cher. And that's it for this week's episode of Just for Variety. Remember to follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Mark Malkin. For all your Hollywood news, check out Variety.com. See you next time.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.